喂，我们求求圣灵帮助我们。
We pray for the Holy Spirit to help us.
明白你的旨意。
That we may know your will.
在我们自己的身上。
In our lives.
在我们教会里面。
In our church.
也在我们这个时代。
And in our time.
求天父亲自对每一颗心讲话。
Father, we pray that you speak to every heart in here.
人的话有限。
Man's words has its limitations.
人的话不完全。
Man's words are incomplete.
人的话也停止。
But men's words will stop.
我们求你今天晚上对我们讲话。
We pray that tonight you speak to everyone else.
也求你继续的对我们讲话。
And we ask continually to speak to us.
恭敬祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
阿门。
阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
请各位打开马太福音。
Please turn to your Bible to the Gospel of Matthew.
我们一同来看耶稣基督一段非常宝贵的话。
We will read a passage of the Lord's words.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
主耶稣拣选十二个门徒。
Jesus Christ has selected 12 disciples.
也差遣他们出去。
And has sent them out.
在另外的经文说他们是使徒。
Another passage of the Bible it says they are the apostles.
使徒的意思就是差出去的意思。
Apostles means those who are being sent.
那么十二使徒当然非常特别。
So the 12 apostles are very special.
只在耶稣那个时代有十二个使徒。
Only in Jesus' time do we have the 12 apostles.
但是从广义来说呢
？But in a broader meaning.
今天有很多的宣教士
Today, many missionaries,
他们也是被主差派出去
They are also being sent by the Lord
好像当时使徒被差派出去一样
just like apostles who are being sent out
请大家看马太福音第十章
Please turn to your Bible Matthew chapter 10
第五节开始
Verse 5
请大家留心看
Please read carefully
这些宣教士
These missionaries,
这些使徒
these apostles,
被差派出去传道的人
these people who are being sent to preach the gospel.
第一
First,
他们要有一个简朴的生活
They are to have a simple life.
他们有一个简朴的生活
They are to have a simple life.
第五节
Verse 5,
耶稣差遣十二个人吩咐他们说
Jesus sent the 12 disciples and said,Do not go among the Gentiles.
外邦人的路你不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你也不要进。
Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans.
宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel.
随走随传。
As you go, preach this message.
说天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长打麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。你们白白的得来，也要白白的失去。
Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
腰带里也不要带金银铜钱，行路也不要带口袋，不要带两件褂子，也不要带鞋和拐杖，因为工人的饮食是应当的。
Do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey or extra tunic or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep.
我们假如要详细研究每一句话，就要用很多时间。
If we are to study the words very detailed, we will spend a lot of time.
但是我愿意简单的指出说，被差出去的人要有一个简朴的生活。
But I'd like to summarize and say that those who are being sent should live a simple life.
还有第二个重要的事情
Second important thing
他们要接受供给
They are to receive supply
我们来看十一节到十五节
Let's read verse 11 to verse 15
被差遣出去的人要接受供给
Those people who are sent are to receive supplies
这是最困难的
This is the hardest
最好是我们自己出钱自己去
The best is probably we support ourselves and we go ourselves.
那当然是最好。
That's probably the best.
但是主耶稣说。
But Jesus said.
我差你们出去。
I sent you.
第一，你们生活要简朴。
First, you have to have a simple life.
第二，你要接受供给。
Second, you have to receive supply.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
你们无论去那城那一村，要打听那里谁是好人，就住在他家里，直住到走的时候。
Whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay at his house until you leave.
进他家里去要请他的安，那家若配受平安，你所求的平安就临到那家，若不配得，你们所求的平安仍归你们。
As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you.
凡不接待你们、不听你们话的人，你们离开那家或是那城的时候，把脚上的尘土跺下来。
If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town.
我实在告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛和俄摩拉所受的比那城还容易受呢。
I tell you the truth, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town.
假如我们要详细研究每一句话，就花很多时间。
If we have to study the words in detail, we will spend a lot of time.
是我只愿意简单地指出来，一个被拆出去的人要接受别人的攻击。
But I'll put it in a summary that those who are being sent out are to receive the provision from others.
这个不容易。
This is not easy.
这是很困难。
It's very difficult.
我告诉你我自己的经验。
I'll share with you my own experience.
我本来已经退休，住在温哥华。
I was already retired, living in Vancouver.
我自己存一点钱。
I have saved some.
我两个女儿也供给我一点钱。
And my two daughters has also provided me.
我够用，一直到离开世界。
I have enough till I leave this world.
后来华夫运动要我去工作做总干事。
But Koei called me to serve in Koei.
我跟麦师傅说。
I talked to Mrs. Mark.
我们义务去了。
Let's go out of our own obligation.
啊，我们不要人工去。
Let's not take the provision from others.
但是我们祷告了很久。
But we pray a long time.
跟很多同工商量。
And we share and talk with many co-workers.
最后，我接受工去。
Lastly, I decided to accept the provision.
怎么接受工去呢？
What is it to receive the provision?
我还没有到香港上班。
I have not gone to Hong Kong yet.
我在多伦多就向各教会说。
I was in Toronto and I've been telling churches.
接下来我要到香港去啊。
I'm going to Hong Kong.
请你们攻击我啊。
I asked you to support me.
我很尴尬。
I was very embarrassed.
我不需要这样做。
I don't have to do that.
但是我也必须这样做。
But I have to do it.
我不是自己要去什么地方。
It's not me who want to go somewhere.
我不是要自己做什么事情。
It's not I who want to do something.
我需要教会支持我。
I am asking the church to support.
虽然我这样对他们说很尴尬。
Although it's embarrassing to ask the church.
做宣教士的第一课功课要学的就是这个。
To be a missionary, the first lesson to learn is this.
Raise your support.
Raise your support.
这是最痛苦的事情。
This is the most difficult.
我传道我很欢喜。
I preach.
我为主受苦，我也愿意。
I suffer for the Lord, I'm willing.
要求人给我钱是最困难。
But if I'm to ask somebody to support me,
但是假如没有人支持你。
But if there's no one who supports you,
没有人与你同心。
If there's no one who to be one-hearted with you,
可能你就不应该去了。
Perhaps then you should not go at all.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
我差出去的人。
Those that I sent.
自己的生活要简朴。
Their lives are to be simple.
第二，你需要接受攻击。
You have to receive support as well.
不但这样。
Not only that.
还有第三。
Thirdly.
你们常常有危险。
You will often have danger.
为主工作的人常常有危险。
Those who serve the Lord often are in danger.
我们看第十六节。
Let's read starting from
16. 我猜你们去如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，纯良像鸽子。
I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snake and as innocent as doves.
防备人，因为他们要把你们交给公会，也要在会堂里鞭打你们。
Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues.
并且你们要为我的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前，对他们和外邦人做见证。
On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings and as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles.
你们被叫的时候，不要势利，说怎样说话，或说什么话。到那个时候，必是你们当说的话。
But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say.
因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们的父的灵在你们里头说的。
For it will not be you speaking, but the spirit of your father speaking through you.
被主差派出去的人，常常又具备遇见危险。
It's true. Those who are being sent by the Lord are to be prepared to see that they will see danger.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it that?
我们要花很多时间来解释。
We can spend a lot of time to explain.
但是今天我只能够简单的告诉你。
But I can only give you in a summary.
要是你愿意接受主的差遣，请你记得你会常常遇见危险。
If you're willing to accept the Lord's sending, you must know that you will encounter danger.
有一位年轻的牧师。
There's a young pastor.
我们称他做 A 牧师。
You call her call him Pastor A.
他教会里面有一位老姐妹。
He has an old sister in his church.
因为靠近就常常到 B 牧师的教会做礼拜。
Because of her proximity to another church, so she often go to Pastor B's church to worship.
好多年是这样。
Many years it's been like that.
大家很快乐。
Everyone, it's been fine with everyone.
后来有一天，这位老姐妹病了。
Then one day, this old sister fell ill.
她吐血，满地都是血。
She coughed up blood, and it's filled, all the ground was filled with blood.
她就很怕打电话给 A 牧师。
She was afraid to call up Pastor A.
啊，我现在吐血，请你来帮助我。
Oh, Pastor A, I'm ill now. Please come and help me.
A 牧师说，我立刻就来。
Pastor A said, I'll come right away.
她又打电话给 B 牧师。
And she called Pastor B.
这是我吐，满地都是血。
And telling him that.She has come.
毕牧师说：“我立刻就来。”
And Pastor B said, "I'll come right away."
因为毕牧师靠近了，很快就来到了。
And because Pastor B is just nearby, so he arrived quickly.
就上车了，来了。
So the ambulance came.
那么毕牧师就帮助他上救上车到医院去。
The Pastor B helped her and took her to the hospital.
上救上车以前
，before they went to the went up the ambulance.
好，老姐妹就把一包东西交给毕牧师。
The old sister handed over a package to Pastor B.
这是我的宝贝，我的首饰，还有一些现款。
Telling him that this is my belonging, my jewelry, some of my possessions, my money.
请你保存。
Please take care of it for me.
B 牧师说好好好。
Pastor B said, okay, I'll do that.
老姐妹到医院去。
And the old sister went to the hospital.
B 牧师也回家去。
Pastor B went home.
然后 A 牧师来了。
Then Pastor A came.
发现老姐妹已经到医院去了。
And notice that the old sister has gone to the hospital.
帮她料理家里的事情。
So he kind of took care her home for him.
到医院看老姐妹。
And went to the hospital to visit her.
为她祷告。
And prayed for her.
过了一个礼拜。
After a week.
老姐妹好一点。
The old sister became better.
她就对 A 牧师说。
So she told Pastor A.
我交给你的首饰现款，请你还给我。
And asked her to return the jewelry, her possessions back to her.
A 牧师说你没有把你的首饰现款交给我啊。
Pastor A said, No, you didn't give your belongings to me.
老姐妹说我明明上救伤车的时候交给你啊。
And the old sister said, Clearly, I have given you the whole package to you.
没有啊。
No.
有啊。
Yeah.
哦，老姐妹就到处讲。
And so the old sister spread the word.
牧师不好啊。
Pastor A is bad.
他吃掉我的首饰。
Pastor A took all my possessions.
吃掉我的现款。
He took all my money.
牧师来看我，两夫妇来看我。
Pastor A and his wife came to see me.
怎么办？
He said, Pastor Mao, what should we do?
他说我不能解释。
I can explain myself.
我想在主的崇拜告诉弟兄姐妹，我没有吃他的首饰，没有吃他的钱。
I want to explain to my congregation that I didn't do those things.
我说不必这样做。
I said that you don't have to do that.
现在是100个人知道。
Now there are 100 people who know.
你在主的崇拜这样讲，我300个人知道。
If you said that in the worship, there will be 300 people.
事情就更糟了。
The things is gonna get worse.
那么怎么办？
What shall we do?
我说你相信上帝是公义的吗？
Did you believe God is a just God?
上帝是保护你的吗？
Did you believe God protects you?
但是现在伤害已经来了。
But now the attack has already come.
我说你有信心。
You must have faith.
你仰望天父。
Rely, trust in God.
安静。
Be silent.
过了一个月。
After a month, the old sister came home from the hospital. The pastor B returned her package to her.
你交给我的首饰跟你的钱啊,
Pastor B gave all her possessions back to her.
原来是给你啊,
and she realized that she gave it to Pastor B and not Pastor A.
但是老姐妹也没有对人说明,
but the old sister did not explain the whole thing to other people.
我也不是说每一个奉献侍奉主的人都遭遇这些事情。
I'm not saying that everyone who offer themselves for the Lord will encounter similar things.
但是我告诉你,
but let me tell you,
你要为主做工,
if you have to work for the Lord,
你要被主差遣出去,
if you have to be sent by the Lord,
你要准备你自己,
you should prepare yourself. You can have danger anytime. You don't know. Suddenly, the dangers can just come.
或者好像主耶稣说,
and perhaps it's like Jesus said,
有人鞭打你,
someone may flog you,
啊, 把你关在监牢里面,
and put you in prison,
啊, 甚至判你死刑,
perhaps announce it, a death penalty on you.
不一定全部是这样,
not all of them are like that.
各种各样的危险,
it can be different kinds of dangers.
我提醒各位,
I remind you now,
愿意跟随主的都要背起他的十字架跟随主。
Those who are to be sent by the Lord are to bear your own cross to follow Christ.
什么叫做背十字架?
What does it mean to bear the cross?
就是受苦,
that is to suffer,
甚至受死,
so even to death,
常常遭遇危险,
oftentimes in danger.
凡是有这样性质的人,
those who have this kind of heart,
就可以把自己献上给主,
you can give yourself to the Lord.
主啊，求你使用我。
Lord, use me.
最后,
lastly,
这里告诉我们,
over here,
第四样事情,
the fourth thing that I'll tell you,
不但常常遇着危险, 并且常常遇见逼迫,
not only that you will encounter danger, you will encounter persecution.
大的逼迫, 小的逼迫,
big persecutions or small persecutions.
21节,
Verse 21.
弟兄要把弟兄, 父亲要把儿子送到死地, 儿女要与父母为敌, 害死他们。
Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death.
并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶, 唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved.
有人在这城里逼迫你们，就逃到那城里去。我实在告诉你们，以色列的诚意你们还没有走遍，人子就到了。When
you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I tell you the truth, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes.
有的时候我们想遇见大的逼迫，我们能够为主忍受。
Sometimes we think that we will encounter big persecution, we can probably persevere.
很奇怪,
but
最小的逼迫我们也忍受不了。
But something that is it's just beyond our expectation is that it's a small persecution that we could not persevere.
我跟麦师母出来做工的时候,
when I and Mrs. Mark and I came out to serve the Lord,
因为老姐妹很爱我,
an old sister who cared for me very much,
她看我好像儿子一样,
the way she looked at me is as if I'm her son.
那是很夫妻咯,
and that's truly a blessing.
但是因为她爱我,
but because she loves me, then she doesn't like Mrs. Mark.
她就到处给麦师母为难,
so she confronted, she went against Mrs. Mark in all different ways.
有一次在很多人面前,
one time in front of many people,
我也在那里, 麦师母也在那里,
I was there, Mrs. Mark was there.
她就大声地说,
and she loudly said,
麦牧师, 你吃得不好, 所以你的脸色不好看。
He said, Pastor Mark, you don't look well, and you're not eating well.
你的脸好像死鸡肉一样。
Your face looks like a dead chicken.
我也不知道死的鸡什么颜色。
I don't know how a dead chicken, what's the color of it.
Supermarket 那些死鸡, 红红白白的吧。
The dead chickens in the supermarket, it looks like it's kind of pink.
但是当然她不是我说我是红红白白的。
Of course, she's not saying that I'm like that, the chicken red and white.
先对我说, 你的脸好像死鸡肉一样。
But she's saying that Your face, the color of your face looks like dead chicken.
然后他转过来对麦斯摩说，你要好好给他吃得好。
And then she turned to Mrs. Mark and said, you have to give good food, good meals to Pastor Mark.
在哪里？
Many people were there.
麦斯摩的眼泪就流下来了。
Mrs. Mark wept.
不容易。
It's not easy.
现在讲很好笑。
Perhaps it sounded funny as I told you.
但你在那个情况就不是这样。
But if you were at that circumstance, it's not like so.
那是很小的逼迫。
It's a very small persecution.
啊，不算的逼迫。
It's not really counted as a persecution.
但是今天有一样，明天有一样，后天有一样，就受不了。
But if it started one here today, one there tomorrow, as it accumulates, it becomes unbearable.
在香港，我认识一位年轻的牧师。
In Hong Kong, I know a young pastor.
他三十五岁，就做一个大教会的牧师，教会有四千个会友。
35 years old, he was pastoring a big church, which has about 4,000 congregation members.
他们的执事很爱他。
The deacons loved him very much.
有一次我到香港去。
Once I went to Hong Kong.
几个执事就请我吃饭。
A deacon invited me to a meal.
说麦牧师，我们年轻的牧师三十五岁，他很好，很好。
They were saying to Pastor Max that we have a very young pastor with 35. He's very good.
样样都好，就是一样不好。
Everything is good except for one thing.
我说什么不好呢？
What is it then?
他说我们年轻牧师讲道好像女人的声音。各位弟兄姐妹，不好意思。
They were saying my young pastor, when he preached, he sounded like a lady.
啊，他说声音太高。
His pitch is too high.
麦牧师，你是老前辈，请你教导他。
Pastor Mark, you are our senior. Perhaps you can teach him something.
那么他们请了我吃饭，我不能拒绝啊。
So because they invited me to this meal, I can't refuse.
就答应说好，我帮助他。
I say yes, I'll help him.
假如我有机会。
If I have the opportunity.
我就不去找机会。
And then I don't look for that opportunity.
不必给他讲吗？
And I don't have to tell him.
他声音高一点就高一点了。
So what if his tone is a little higher?
为什么一定要他改呢？
Why must we have to have him change?
当然他们爱他。
Of course we know that they loved him.
但是这样那样要改，这样那样要改，就很麻烦。
But when you keep demanding this change and that change, it becomes troublesome.
过了一年。
After a year.
我又到香港去。
I went back to Hong Kong again.
另外几个执事就请我吃饭。
Several other pastors invited me to lunch.
麦牧师，我们三十五岁的牧师，样样都好。
Pastor Mark, our pastor, our young pastor, everything is good.
就是一样不好。
Except for one.
我说有什么不好呢？
What is it that is bad?
他说他平常讲话的声音很轻啊，但是不知道什么缘故，今年啊，他一讲到就变成老牛的声音。
Because normally when he had conversation with other people, it's very soft. But then, don't know why, starting just.Past one year, whenever he started preaching, he sounded like an old man.
我一听就知道了。
As soon as I heard that, I knew what happened.
我没有讲，但是以前那几个师师讲了。
I didn't tell him, but the other deacons, the previous deacons, just told him.
师就听他们的意见，把声音降下来，各位弟兄姐妹。
So the pastor listened to the previous deacon's words and then lowered his voice.
这几个师师就满意了。
And so those previous deacons were satisfied.
另外几个师师。就不满意了。
Several other deacons were dissatisfied.
那我请问你
，Let me ask you，
不是讲到声音要高啊，还是低？什么好？
Should the tone of the pastor should be high? Should it be low? How does it？
高也不对。
High is not good.
低也不对。
And it's not good to be low either.
啊，应该怎么样
？What should he do？
牧师很难。
It's hard to be the pastor.
胖也不对。
To be fat is bad.
很懒惰，不做工。
That means you're lazy. You don't do work.
啊，你瘦也不对。
You're thin. That's not true.
不好好照顾自己，不能荣耀天父。
You're not taking good care of yourself. You're not glorifying our Father.
好像我们的牧师也不胖，也不瘦，大家也是不满意。你想你要竞选美国先生啊？
Well, even if you're not fat or even you're not too thin.You're just the right size, then people still will say that. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to go for the Mr. USA contest?
胖也不对。
To be fat is bad.
瘦也不对。
To be thin is too bad.
好像你们牧师身材刚刚好，也不对。
And it's, but when, even when the size is right, it's still not right.
不必要别人害我们，要我们死。
You don't have to do it so that it will make us to just...
那种逼迫不一定来。
That kind of persecution may not really come.
我们不一定要坐监牢。
We may not really go to the prison.
我们不必别人害死。
We may not be persecuted to death.
但是我提醒各位。
But let me remind you.
你要为主工作。
If you have to work for the Lord.
要好好献给主，被他重重的使用。
Offer yourself up to be used heavily by him.
这四样事情你不能忽略。
There's four things you are not to overlook any one of them.
第一，要有简朴的生活。
First, a simple life.
第二，你要接受别人的攻击。
Secondly, to receive the provision from support from other people.
第三，常常有危险。
Thirdly, you have to encounter danger from time to time.
第四，你常常会受着逼迫。
Fourthly, you will be persecuted from time to time.
不一定要坐监牢。
You may not go to the prison.
不一定要别人家杀死。
You may not be killed.
但是常常有危险。
But constantly you will have danger.
常常。
Constantly, you will be in persecution.
危险逼迫不一定从外面来。
Persecution or danger may not be from the outside.
可能从我们最亲爱的弟兄姐妹而来。
It may be from the very close brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是那些爱主的人，就愿意把自己献给他。
But those who love the Lord are willing to give himself, they themselves to the Lord.
主要使用我。
The Lord wants to use me.
主要使用你。
The Lord wants to use you as well.
有一首诗歌，我心里面常常受感动。
There's a song that always touched me.
就是诗歌说，神未曾应许，天是常蓝。
The song says, God never promised that the sky is always blue.
人生的路途，花香常漫。
That in the path of life, there's always fragrance of the flowers.
神未曾应许，常晴无雨，常乐无痛苦，常安。
God never promised that.
常常都没有困难，没有痛苦。
No difficulties, no hardships.
但是上帝，神却曾应许。
But God had promised.
我们生活有力量。
That we have the strength in our life.
行路有亮光。
In our path there will be light.
做工的安息。
And that we will rest when we work.
试炼有恩助。
When we were under trials, we will be helped.
危难有依赖。
When then we were in difficulty, we have somebody we can depend on.
无限的体谅。
An unlimited understanding.
无私的爱。
An undying love.
我愿把这首诗歌留给各位。
I'd like to give this song to you.
不是表演。
It's not a show.
盼望你明白每一个字的意思。
I pray that you understand every word, what it means.
Not that.另外一个谱，我给你那个谱。噔噔噔噔噔噔。神未曾应许天是苍蓝，人生的路途花香苍漫。神未曾应许长情无语。常乐无痛苦，常安无虞。神却常应许，生活有力，行路有亮光，做工的安息，试炼有帮助。危难有依赖，无限的体谅，不朽的爱。神未曾应许我们不遇苦难和试探，懊恼忧虑。神未曾应许我们不负许多的重担，许多事物，神却常应许生活。我发觉有两行的脚印。
I saw there are two rows of footsteps.
一行脚印是我的。
One row of the footsteps is mine.
一行脚印是基督的。
And the other set belongs to the Lord.
陪着我走这条干渴的道路。
He walked with me on this dry pathway.
以后这个人就说。
And then this person said,
主耶稣啊，我不明白。
Lord Jesus, I don't understand.
为什么在我最难过、最痛苦的时候
？Why is it in the most desperate time, the saddest time?
只剩下一行的脚印。
There's only one set of footsteps left.
为什么在我最难过、最痛苦的时候
？Why is it in those dark, the saddest dark hours?
你不陪着我走。
You are not with me.
主回答说。
The Lord answered.
当你最黑暗、最痛苦的时候
，In your darkest Your most difficult times.
是把你背在我的背上。
I have been bearing you on my back.
所以不是两行的脚印。
So you don't see two sets of footsteps.
不是我陪着你走。
It's not that I walk with you.
是我背着你走。
It's me who bear you to go through.
只剩下一行的脚印。
There's only one set of footprints.
今天晚上本来我还有很多话要讲。
I have many things that I'd like to say to you tonight.
前面的话太多，后面的话就简单一点。
But I said too much earlier, so I have to make it brief.
但是假如把主耶稣的话藏在心里就够了。
But if you bear God's word in your heart, that's enough.
凡是跟随主的人。
Those who follow the Lord.
凡是主的门徒。
Those who are the disciples of the Lord.
凡是愿意被主差出去做工的人。
Those who are willing to be sent by the Lord.
或者差你出去在 St. Louis 做工。
To send you out to work in St. Louis.
或者差你出去到遥远的国家做一个宣教士。
Or to the far away countries to be a missionary for him.
要记得四样事情。
Remember these four things.
一个简朴的生活。
A simple life.
也要接受供给。
And you have to receive support.
也常常有危险。
And you know you have constant danger.
常常有逼迫
And constant persecution.
这就是十字架的道。
This is the path of the cross.
假如主的爱激励你。
If the Lord's love encourage you.
愿你跟我对他说。
May you and I said to him.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, here I am.
请你差遣。
Send me.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父啊，我们在你面前，我们需要你给我们恩典。
Father, we come before you. We need your grace.
假如不是你的恩典
，If it's not for your grace,
我们就不能够往前走。
We cannot go forward.
假如不是你的恩典
，If it's not for your grace,
我们就不能完成你交给我们的工作。
We cannot complete the task you have trusted in us.
我们太软弱。
We are weak.
我们不能承担这一些的困难。
We cannot bear all this.
主啊，我们知道你的恩典够我们用。
Lord, we know your grace is sufficient for us.
你的恩典怎么够保罗用， your, 也照样够我们用。
Just as grace is sufficient for Paul, it's sufficient for us.
我们在这里，请你差遣。
We are here, Lord. Send us.
奉靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我昨天答应了要给大家讲一些故事。
Yesterday, I promised you I will be telling you some stories.
本来刚才说不讲了。
I was going to say that I'm not going to tell you anymore.
但是祷告的时候心里很不安。
When I pray, I don't feel peaceful in my heart.
答应了又不做。
I promise and I don't do it.
所以我讲一两个故事。
So I will tell one or two stories to you.
本来今天晚上我准备念两段经文。
I was going toRead two passages of the scripture.
一段是马太福音第十章。
One is from the from Matthew chapter 10.
另外一段是路加福音第二十二章。
The other is from Luke chapter 22.
今天我不再讲路加福音二十二章了。
I will not be sharing with you regarding chapter 22 of Luke.
我只告诉你三十五节到三十八节。
I'll just tell you to read verses 35 to verse 38.
主耶稣有一个不同的吩咐。
Jesus has, our Lord Jesus has a different command for them.
在马太福音，主耶稣说不要带钱囊。
In Matthew, Jesus said, "Do not bring the purse."
路加福音， 主耶稣说要带钱囊。
But in Gospel of Luke, Jesus said, "Bring your purse."
在马太十章，主耶稣说不要带口袋。
Matthew chapter 10, Jesus said, "Do not bring any bags."
但是在路加福音二十二章说要带口袋。
But in Luke, it said, Jesus said, "You are to bring your bag."
不但要带钱囊，要带口袋。
Not only you should bring your purse, but you should bring your bags as well.
要带刀。
And you have to bring your sword.
究竟什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
为什么主耶稣的话前后不相符合呢？
What does it sound as if these two passages contradict each other?
要带钱囊或者不带钱囊？
Should we bring our purse or should we not bring our purse?
带口袋或者不带口袋？
Should we bring our bag or should we not bring our bag?
不必带刀或者要带刀呢？
Bring a sword or not bring a sword?
为什么前后不同？
Why is it thatThey sound contradictory. If you go and study these two passages in detail, you will see a clear picture.
一个是国内的拆船施工，
one,
或者说是同文化的拆船施工。
One you see that is a monocultural ministry.
另外一个是超文化的拆船施工。
But the other one is cross-cultural ministry.Mission ministries.
我们华人都做同文化的拆船施工。
Our Chinese churches has done most of them has done monocultural mission ministries.
很好。
It's good, very good.
这是马太福音第十章。
This is what Matthew, the Lord has commanded us in Matthew chapter 10.
但是在路加福音二十二章。
But in Luke chapter 22,
主耶稣说你们要做超文化。
Jesus said, "You are to go work as a cross-cultural mission ministry."
And
it's impossible for me to explain to you in detail now.
I'll
just tell you some stories. I have a student. He offered himself up and to serve in Africa. When they go as a couple, they bring their baby with them.
一个国家
When they were in Africa, in one of the countries there,
学他们的话
they had to learn their language,
准备在那边做布道的工作
to prepare evangelism work there.
两年以后
two years later,
他写信给我
he wrote me a letter.
他说麦牧师
he said, Pastor Max,
现在我要到神学院教书
I'm going to teach in a seminary.
我说你两年了话还没有学好
I said, it's only 2 years. You have not even really grasped.You don't have a good hold of the language. How can you go and teach in a seminary? He said, because all the white missionaries have been all deported. I'm a Singaporean. I can stay. There's no more teacher in the seminary. So my mission board tell me to go teach in a seminary. My language is limited. Theology knowledge is also limited. It's only very little.
但是我不能不做。
But I cannot help but go do it. I thank God our Father. He worked courageously for the Lord.
以后过了六年。
6 years later.
他回来新加坡再进修。
He came back to Singapore to continue his education.
要再去为主工作。
To further his education so that he can go back and serve the Lord there. But he faced a difficult situation. His child is now 8 years old. Singapore has very good education. I often say Singapore has the best education. All the schools are English schools. So their English are very good. But all the schools will require them to take a second language. And so the Chinese people will take up the Chinese language. And so in Singapore, you receive the best education. And you speak very well English. And you also still know Chinese.
And the
philosophy and the education, the way they taught there is very close to the Christian culture, Christian Christian values teachings.
把儿子留下来。
Leave their son there.
他们两个回去。
They went back to Africa.
不好。
That's not good.
带孩子去。
So、bring their son with them.
也不好。
That's not good either.
因为那边没有学校。
There's no school there.
应该怎么办？
What should they do?
他们祷告。
They pray.
在八月一号。
August 1st.
刚刚过去。
Just the past August 1st.
重新再踏上这个超文化的时空。
They step forward again for this cross-cultural ministry.
带着八岁的儿子。
Bringing their 8-year-old son.
也带着新加坡的课本。
And they brought along the textbooks of Singapore.
再一次到非洲去。
Once again, they step on the cross-cultural ministry.
这是一个超文化宣教士一定遇见的困难。
This is the difficulty that a cross-cultural missionary that, will face.
迟早都要遭遇。
Eventually, you will face such situations.
除非你没有孩子。
Unless you don't have any child.
语言的困难。
Language barriers.
文化的困难。
The difficulties in the culture.
家庭的困难。
Difficulties in the family.
儿女教育的困难。
The education of your children may also be difficulties for you.
加上常有危险，常有逼迫。
Including the constant dangers and constant persecution.
但是，原主的爱激励我们勇敢往前。
But may the love of the Lord spur us to move forward courageously.
昨天晚上我提到我另外一个学生。
I mentioned another student of mine last night.
26岁的，很可爱美丽的。新加坡女孩子
a beautiful 26-year-old girl, Singapore.
天父呼召她参加这个威克里夫圣经翻译会。
The Lord called her to Wycliffe Bible Translators.
她先要去学 phonetics, 语音学。
First, she has to go to learn phonetics.
她希腊文要读得更好。
She has to master what kind of leaves she can eat, what kind of leaves she should avoid.
喝那种水。
What kind of water she can drink? What kind of water she should avoid?
假如在森林里面迷路了，你就要懂得才能够生存。
If you lost your way in the forest, you have to know all the survival skills in order to survive.
练好游泳，游泳得很快。
And you have to learn how to swim very fast.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为后面的鳄鱼要来了。
Because the crocodiles may be coming after you.
快才能够生存。
So you have to swim very fast in order to survive.
他都通过这些训练。
She passed all this training.
26岁的时候
26-year-old.
她进到 Papua New Guinea, 在那边做宣教士。
She went to Papua New Guinea.
她进到那些僧番当中与他们一同生活。
She went among the tribal people and lived among them.
要自己盖房子。
She has to build her own house.
要自己煮饭。
She has to do her own cooking.
在森林里面生活。
Live in the forest.
因为那些僧番单单有言语没有文字。
Because all those tribal people, the natives, only have verbal language, they don't have written language.
要学他们的语言。
She has to learn their language.
以后为他们创造文字。
And then create a written language for them.
以后研究他们的文法。
And then study their grammar.
研究他们语言的意思意义。
And understand the meaning, the context of their language.
以后为他们翻译圣经。
And then translate the Bible for them.
14年。
14 years.
她现在把新约圣经翻译完了。
She has now finished translating the New Testament.
也印出来了。
And it's in print now.
今年她40岁。
This year she's 40 years old.
前不久我遇见她。
Recently I met her.
她看来比40岁的女孩子老很多。
She looked much older than the normal 40-year-old ladies.
但是心里面充满了喜乐。
But she, in her heart, is filled with joy.
她继续要在那边工作。
She want to continue to serve there.
这样的华人的宣教士不多。
This kind of Chinese missionaries is very rare.
要是天父呼召你。
If God our Father calls you,
愿你把自己献上给主。
Are you willing to give yourself for him?
简朴的生活。
A simple life.
接受弟兄姐妹的攻击。
To receive brothers and sisters' support.
常常有危险,
constant dangers.
常常有逼迫,
constant persecution.
但是,
but
西方的弟兄姐妹已经做了1700年,
our Western brothers and sisters has committed in that for 1,800 years. They have preached the gospel to all over the world. This last baton that's being handed down to us. Are you willing to give yourself? Let's all pray. We'd like to ask Reverend Lim to come up here to pray for us. Let's bow and pray. Father,
今天晚上我们众人在你的面前,
as we all
听见你对我们所说的话,
as we all come before you, we heard what you have told us.
对我们的呼召,
we heard your calling.
也给我们看见有许多人在我们的前面,
and we see there are many before us.
他们是怎么样付上他们生命的代价,
how they have given up, how they have given their life as a price.
他们是怎么样把自己摆上,
how they have given themselves up for you.
主啊，求你特别纪念看顾他们,
we pray that you remember them.
使他们在无论任何的环境临到他们的时候,
that no matter what befall them,
他们都能够靠主的恩典能够站立得住,
that they can still stand by your grace.
主啊，求你复兴 华人的教会,
Lord, we ask you to revive the Chinese churches. Let us see that this last baton has been handed down to us. Lord, let us all come to you and say, here we are, send us. We don't want to leave anything for ourselves, but to give ourselves to you.
主啊，教导我们更加的爱你。
Lord, teach us to love you more.
因为我们知道你再来的日子已经近了。
But we know the day you come again is near.
我们如果不抓住这个时间来为你工作, 我们怎么样能够见你的面?
If we don't take hold of this time now, how we are to meet you when you come?
请你纪念, 请你看顾。
We ask you to care, protect us, and remember us.
也深深地相信你要复兴中华民族,
and we deeply believe that you are to revive the Chinese people.
你要叫更多的华人能够起来负起全宣教的工作,
you will call even more Chinese people to come and take part in this world mission ministry.
今天我们在北美在各处的地方看见有许多人愿意把自己摆上,
today in North America, we see many people who are willing to give themselves for you.
在世界各地也看见许多人已经醒了，开始要起来。
And we see all over the world, there are people, the churches, who are starting to stand up for you.
主啊，求你复兴你自己作为就在这个年间。Lord,
revive your works just in this year.
所以我们能够在你的面前做一个讨你喜悦的儿女,
that we may be pleasing children before you.
求主你垂听我们的祷告,
pray that you heard our, hear our prayer.
时间要过去,
the time may pass,
但是你的话要在我们的心里搅动我们那一个爱你的心,
but your word will continue to work in us to stir our hearts to love you.
求你听我们的祷告,
hear our prayers, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.